Marketing Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where it's your turn at the mic. Call now, 888-RADIO-30, with your questions and comments. Here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Bulk BULQ, the new way to source liquidation goods. Don't be cruel. Our hearts are true. So give us a call at 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that's 888-723-4630. Oh, Resident Expert has piped up.
Okay.
You know who Resident Expert is?
Who would that be?
Carolyn C.J. Jacinto, our resident expert on just about everything.
What did she say?
According to replacements.com, these are pressed glass except for the bird, which is cut, machine cut, ruby accent. She said, this is what she said from these, replacement.com
has
this.
So it's pressed glass?
Pressed glass, and then the bird is actually cut with a, you know, with a,
oh,
with a cutter.
I see.
Yeah. What's the, you know, the little disc thing they use?
Yeah, it's like carved, kind of etched into it.
And that makes sense, because if you look at it closely, the bird looks a little sharper than the rest of it.
Exactly.
So that's the part of the description to add there, Lynn.
So Lynn, you want to add that? You want to add that?
Yeah, I will. Hold on.
This is fun.
It is fun, isn't it?
It is.
Let's see what, even if you don't add it right now, let me look and see what you've got going on here. Oh, glass bowls, West Germany. She's got glass in there. So,
she put glass in.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Five!
Yay!
Lynn. Okay.
You got it, Lynn.
You won the dish towel, Lynn.
Hey, thank you.
You'll be mopping up everywhere.
No, she'll put it in a frame.
Oh, you don't want to use it?
I
guess
even
oh,
you gotta be in a frame, baby.
A frame? Huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it to be used for dish towel?
That's what I thought what it was.
So, Lynn, congratulations. Send it to Lee at voicemarketing.com. Just email. And just put in the subject line. You don't even have to say anything in the email. I won a towel.
Okay.
Voicemarketing.com. That's it. Lee at voicemarketing.com. That's it. I have one question to ask both you and Griff about the title.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is this a two-footed glass bowl or is this two-footed glass bowl?
No, they're 3 feet.
It's a set of two.
Okay, maybe she should put two
at the beginning
of Hofbauer, no?
Yeah, you could say two. Hofbauer, Christie, Ruhlberg,
exactly.
Glass bowls, yeah.
Footed glass bowls.
Yeah, I mean, they're 3 feet. I mean, imagine 2 feet, they're not going to stand up very well. But, yeah, I guess that would be clear, but
yeah,
I'm not going to.
I think you should put, we're not going to take away your five, but.
We just want to give you what you need.
Yeah, I would have.
If I just add set of two. Would that clarify it better for you, Lee?
Set of two.
Footed glass bowls.
I would put the two in front of Hofbauer crystal, but you're selling two. Hofbauer crystal.
Yeah, I'd put two.
Two. Put two in front of Hofbauer.
Two at the beginning.
At the beginning.
Yeah.
So they know
okay.
They're getting two of them.
Yeah.
And then just say footed glass. You don't have to say 3-footed. Just
Or you could say, you could get rid of the set and the two and say pair.
Ah.
Pair, P-A-I-R, pair.
So pair goes at the beginning, or it goes where the set of two is.
Could be both, but it could say pair, Hofbauer, crystal, or it could say Hofbauer, crystal.
I
blah blah blah.
I want to see it at the beginning,
pair.
So I know I'm getting two of them. So pair would be at the beginning.
Well, you see the photo.
I know, but still, babe, you don't know.
I know.
With some of these listings.
I know.
With her, with Lynn, we would know we were getting two.
You're getting a pair and,
but we know her.
A little bit of lint.
You got a pair, Lynn, I'll tell you.
Yeah, nice pair.
Can I tell you a funny thing that just happened to me?
What?
I just went to a new doctor, a new dermatologist.
Yes.
Of course, I get asked, what do you do for a living? So I said, I am a e-commerce merchant. I sell on eBay. He does his exam, sits down, says to me, I just sold my first item on eBay.
Oh, you're kidding.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's funny.
I said, oh, really? What did you sell? He says, a coffee maker with a coffee grinder. But did I make a mistake? What was your mistake? I had a scoop in the picture but I did not put the scoop in with the stuff when I mailed it.
Oh, no.
I caught hell for the scoop not being there.
Absolutely.
So I said, never put anything in a picture that you are not including
right.
with your items.
That seems...
That was a lot of hard work. I don't know that I want to do this again.
Wait a minute. So that wasn't apparent to him, yet he's still a doctor.
I know, right?
I am so without comment.
Yeah, but come on.
What? It's common sense.
Come on.
Don't you think it's common sense?
Well, but new eBay sellers, the first thing he sold? No, he wouldn't know that.
Okay.
Listen... I'm just saying. I'm just saying. You know, it. Give him a break.
I'm giving him a break. Here on the radio, what's his name? It's like free promotion.
New sellers a break.
He's getting the best break ever.
Congratulations, honey, for winning.
Thank you.
You deserve it. You work hard. You're a good eBay seller.
9 out of 10 doctors say you should sell it on eBay.
Thank you, Lynn.
Thanks, Lynn.
Our number is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. And Linda in Phoenix, Arizona sent us email, Griff.
Yeah.
She's known on eBay as Ice Purple.
Ice Purple.
She said, on the item you dished, we shouldn't have let her go. On the item you dished, you said she needed the word glass. Do they have crystal plastic?
No. I'm saying that someone might be searching for this very thing and using the word glass instead of crystal. It's a search term thing.
Exactly.
It's a search term
but
thing.
But Linda, that's funny. Thank you.
Yeah, I know.
We need to laugh. Okay. Ron, our Oilerman 22.
Yeah.
Hello, Lee and Griff.
Yeah.
I've used the Seller Hub discussion board, but I'm still understanding the growth section. However, is there an allowed way to contact someone on the eBay design implementation or technical team? I have a couple of questions on the growth section I've not yet been able to understand. Yeah. I would like to email one of them my questions or someone else I can contact who can help me understand the section. Right. Is this possible? Thanks, Ron.
Well, you can email me and I'll forward to someone there, but there's also a link on the top of the page that says comments. And you can enter your question in the comments box with a say, get back to me, and then your email address, and someone will get back to you.
Okay.
So there's that.
So he can always send it. You can always send it to Griff, Ron.
Right.
Always. Okay. We appreciate that. 888-RADIO-30 is our number. And listen, if you've got something informative, enlightening, or educational to share with the eBay radio audience, apply to come be our guest. And don't be shy about it. Listen, if you want to promote your listings and stuff with us, this is a great way to do it. If you have something educational to share with the audience, it's just, we love to have you. Some people feel, Griff, embarrassed to apply. And I don't want them to be embarrassed. Go to ebayradio.com, click the big blue Archives on Demand button, then click on the tab that says Be a Guest, and fill out the application, and we'll get back to you ASAP. And we don't tell people how we came about finding you. When you're a guest on eBay Radio, we do not say, she wanted to be on. We don't do that. We're just lucky to have you when you come on. So,
hey, you know, earlier I was talking about French kissing Edith Massey.
Yes.
Right? Do you know what Edith Massey was doing when John Waters discovered her?
Mm-mm.
She owned a thrift store in Baltimore.
Really?
Yeah.
Is she still alive?
No, she died a while back.
I'm always thinking of a guest. Is she still alive?
She'd probably come on the show. I bet she was gregarious. Because I was looking for a photo of her to post on the chapboard, because I don't think people know who she is. Or some people don't know who she is. And I found pictures of her at her thrift store. So that's an eBay tie-in.
How cool.
She died... when did she die? Let's see. It says here... 2013. So
recently.
Long.
Yeah. Hey, Griff, I want you to spank them, slap
spank
their
what?
Hand.
What?
Smack them around.
Yeah.
The meetup group organizers, they're not submitting their meetups to the calendar.
You know, and then if they complain that no one's coming, what are we going to do?
I know.
You can't, you know, you... You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink.
I know. All you have to do, this is so simple. You go to our archive site. If you want to be carried through it, here's what you do. Go to ebayradio.com, click on the archive button, the big green, blue archive button, teal, I think, on some computers.
Teal.
Click that archive button. Up at the top right, you will see submit a seller event. Click on it and submit your event. And then Griff and I read it every single show, the last segment. And, you know, you may get a person or two here and there through the year by doing that. So
you might.
Please, we encourage all of our meetup group organizers. We love you guys so much, and we think what you're doing is so important. So submit your meetup to the calendar, eBay Radio calendar, ASAP. Please.
Please.
And then to check the calendar for events in your area, you go to that same place, ebayradio.com, click the big blue archives on demand button, click on seller events under the seller resources tab. There you'll see who, what, when, and where. For more details and a link, you can click on the event title. But we are also changing some of the stuff that we're going, you know, it's a work in progress. Our new website is coming any day. We have approved the design. Our design started looking too much like somebody else's, and we had to ask permission.
Oh,
that
dear.
Happens sometimes.
That does. That's right. Hey, this segment was brought to you by Bulk BULQ, the new way to source liquidation goods. Coming up next, this week's last segment of eBay Radio.
A brief history of shipping items, brought to you by Indicia, the leading e-commerce shipping software. The Transcontinental Railroad. Not a bad idea. Problem was, if you weren't at the train station, they would leave your package at the nearest saloon. And a fight would typically break out, and men with big mustaches would fall on the packages containing grandma's precious dishes. Luckily, people today have Indicia, so you can get packages to your eBay customers easily and quickly. For a free 30-day trial, visit Indicia.com/eBay Radio. That's Indicia.com/eBay Radio.
Forget politics. Your fellow eBayers need your vote for the Shine Awards, eBay's first ever Small Business of the Year contest. The judges have chosen three finalists in each of five categories. Now you pick the winners. Vote once a day through July 11th for your favorite business in each category. Woman-owned, growing, global, charitable, or family. Just go to ebay.com/Shine Awards. That's ebay.com/Shine Awards. Vote today.
I hear you've added some drop-shipped items to your eBay inventory. How's that working for you?
I drop-ship with Doba. They make it easy.
How did you figure out what to sell? And how do you know if a supplier is going to ship quickly and be reliable? It all seems kind of scary to me.
It was for me, too, until I found Doba. They don't just offer you access to an online catalog of over 1 million products. Doba also keeps a scorecard for every one of their suppliers. It tells me how quickly they ship, their fulfillment rate, even how likely they are to be out of stock.
That doesn't sound so scary.
And Doba doesn't stop there. Their in-house support team helped me decide what products are trending or selling. They send me updates on shipped items and communicate with my supplier, so I don't have to.
Maybe I should try Doba for my business on eBay.
Why not? You can try it risk-free for 7 days. Just go to doba.com/eBay Radio.
doba.com/eBay Radio. Thanks. I'm on my way.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 356.
Why should you reevaluate the past year? Gladys Ramos is known on eBay as top-rated seller token collection. She explains why you should reevaluate.
If you're running into a lot of returns, you need to ask yourself, why are you getting so many returns on this item? Is it a quality issue with the item? Is it your pictures? Is it your item specific? Are you being found on Google Shopping? Is it your description? Is it your return policy? Do you not have enough listed? Everybody wants to blame eBay, but it's never eBay's fault. eBay is not listing your items. You're listing your items. Instead of doing what you keep doing and you keep doing, that's getting you nowhere, change something.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
Today's final segment of today's show is brought to you by Terapeak eBay Market Research. To increase your online sales. Well, that went well. I don't know if we should call them final segment. I should say the word should be last segment.
For today.
It should be the last. The final segment, it's so final.
I know.
You know, it's like the final segment. It's like, woohoo, what are we going to do to the show? Let's make that the last segment of today's show.
Okay. That sounds good.
You know, and you can say things like the penultimate and the anti-penultimate and whatever.
And all that stuff.
Yeah, that stuff there.
So, okay, quite a show today.
Yeah, what would you rate it?
This show today?
Yeah.
4.5.
Really? That's all? What did I do wrong now?
No, it's not. Actually, well, we didn't have a pop-in.
We didn't have a pop-in fresh.
Yeah.
Right.
I like pop-ins. I wish we could have a pop-in every Thursday, but we have to really educate the EV employees to come pop-in.
Let's call them poppers.
Radio pop-in, pop-in, pop-in.
Exactly.
We should call them poppers.
Yep. Yeah, the people who do the pop-ins are poppers.
Poppers.
Okay.
Poppers will let them sleep.
By the way, what? Your pink bathrobe is fantastic.
Isn't that nice? That was given to me by the folks at the Chicagoland eBay seller meetup back 2 years ago. That pink robe. It's very sweet. Yeah.
Very nice.
I oftentimes, when I'm feeling a little too butch and a little too macho for my own good, you know, the testosterone is raging a little bit. Why, I just go in my closet and pull out that pink robe, and I tell you, it calms me right down, and girl, I am ready to go.
There you are.
That's it.
Well, we love you, and we love...
In spite of everything.
In spite of everything. We really do love you. So, let me see. There was one other thing I wanted to get to before we do the calendar.
Yeah.
Here's an item number really quick. I just thought this was fascinating.
Okay, let's do it quick.
Okay. The item number is 1120-2875-0523. That's 1120-2875-0523.
Oh, look at that.
A George Washington autographed letter that was signed July 10th, 1797.
Wow.
It's written on his personal stationery. Includes a portion of his personal watermark seal in the upper left-hand corner of the document.
Oh, I see that. Yeah.
And it was signed while he was still president and mailed to Mount Vernon.
Yeah.
Bidding is already, it was over 8,000 when I looked. What is it now? I'm not looking at it.
It's got 10 bids at 10,000 reserve not met.
Okay. They have a buy it now for $25,000.
Yeah, says here. Let's see if we can, well, I can't read it. I don't know how to read 18th century English.
Yeah, it's hard.
Oh, this, if this be the case on, I can't read this. It's cursive. I can't read cursive.
Really?
Nah, I like everything in block letters.
Mm.
Get off my lawn!
Cursive may be going away anyway.
Not too soon. Not soon enough.
See, now, I would love to own something by Thomas Jefferson because he's my favorite founding father.
Well, it's like Thomas Jefferson owned a lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Like people.
There's 130. That's the only thing. Believe me, I get it that he was a slave owner. They all were. You know, I get that part of it.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about if you base it on the Constitution and the Bill of Rights.
I know.
Thomas Jefferson's my buddy.
Really?
Well, because he said that as humankind grows and matures and becomes more knowledgeable, that document will be changed, Griffin. That's how women got the vote. That's true. Exactly.
That's how me and Howie get to marry.
Exactly. That's why Thomas Jefferson is my favorite.
We love him. But you know who the most popular founding father of the day is today?
And who is that?
That's Alexander Hamilton. Because of the musical.
Oh, the musical. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Okay, you're ready to read the... event calendar?
No, we have no time. See you next week.
Come on.
Okay, hold on. I got to bring it up.
Okay.
Because I don't have it. It's not on this. I don't know where. I can't.
He's never prepared. He's
never
terrible.
Prepared. Well, it was up. I had it ready.
Mm-hmm.
Story of my life. And the moment passed. So hold on.
Yeah. Well, they got pills for that, babe.
Stop that.
Hey, you know what's happened now?
No, what happened?
Now my computer's frozen, so you're going to have to read the whole thing.
I'm getting there. It's almost there.
Oh,
I'm almost,
my computer's fine now.
It's a ton of clicks. I'm there.
Okay.
June 23rd, 2016, the SoCal eBay and e-commerce sellers group meetup will happen at Cirabella's restaurant in Long
Beach.
Guess
what? It's happening right now while we're on the air and we have to talk to her.
11:30 to 2:30 p.m. Yeah, nice timing, babe.
Hello.
That's okay.
Griff and I have been there, and we love you.
Yeah,
we love you anyway. Yeah. Atlanta eBay and e-commerce sellers group meetup, Thursday, June 23rd. That's today.
Yeah.
7 to 9 p.m. at the Queen Training Conference Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Topic is, why are my eBay sales slow, slow, slow? Tips to improve your SEO. And the speaker will be Gladys Ramos.
On Thursday, June 23rd, that's today.
Mm-hmm.
Las Vegas Advanced E-Commerce Marketing Group inaugural meetup will happen at Jalisco's Cantina at 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. The topic will be brainstorming business strategies.
June 28th, the Bay Area eBay and E-Commerce Sellers Group meetup. That's from 7 to 9 p.m. eBay headquarters in San Jose. And the topic will be product sourcing with bulk. Are you going to be there, Griff?
Yes, I will.
Buying the cookies and all that stuff.
I'll be buying the cookies.
Okay.
July 13th, 2016, Chicagoland area eBay and e-commerce sellers group meetup will happen at 6 to 9 p.m. at Jimmy's Cha House in Elk Grove Village in Illinois. The topic will be what it's worth with Will Seipel and Robin Levin.
Also, the Steel City eBay and e-commerce sellers meetup group 7 to 10 p.m. on Friday.
Yeah. This segment was brought to you by Terapeak. We'll be back on Tuesday with eBay Radio. We'll see you then.
Stamps.com wants to give you a free 5-pound shipping scale. Simply sign up for our free program for eBay sellers. You get all the features that Stamps.com provides, custom designed for your eBay sales, including the printing of all USPS mail classes and batch printing, plus the ability to brand shipping labels with your company logo. eBay sellers, sign up now for your free program and get your bonus 5-pound scale today. Shipping and handling fee required. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Hello, eBay seller. We're the new kid on the block. We know when you source smarter, you sell better. That's a fact. So we've created a new service for eBay sellers. We're Bulk, spelled B-U-L-Q, but pronounced Bulk. At Bulk.com, we offer you a new, more comfortable way to buy wholesale goods. Our products come from major U.S. retailers who like to move excess, open box, customer returns, and salvage inventory quickly. Our pallets offer a complete manifest of every item, so you know exactly what you're getting. And some pallets are as low as $200, so you can start small and grow with us. Rest assured, we stand behind the accuracy of our manifests in both condition and composition. And we even handle the shipping to your home or office. Visit us at Bulk.com and browse our pallets like any new kid on the block. We want to meet you. Bulk.com. That's B-U-L-Q.com. The new way to buy liquidation goods.
As an eBay Radio listener, you've heard about Reply Manager, now an Excelco product. Maybe you're already using Reply Manager to manage your customer support messages, but you're still looking for a way to manage feedback. Excelco is excited to announce High Five, a free tool designed to automatically encourage positive feedback. If you receive negative feedback, High Five instantly alerts you so you can resolve the issue right away. Together, Reply Manager and High Five help you manage your relationships with your customers from the beginning of each transaction until its successful end. And right now, you can get a special package deal for both of them just in time for the holidays. Try Reply Manager and High Five free for 15 days at replymanager.com/eBay. That's Reply Manager and High Five free for 15 days at replymanager.com/eBay.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it. We'll be right back.